Gun rights and gun control advocates are reacting to the first prosecution under Washington's Initiative 594. That's the 2014 law that requires a background check for person-to-person gun sales. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports in collaboration with King 5 News.
The case involves a former Oak Harbor resident named Mark Mercado, who allegedly gave or sold a .22 caliber pistol to an acquaintance last November. Prosecutors say that gun was then used a day later in the murder of 17-year-old John Schuyler Johnson, known as Jay.
Had it not been so easy, maybe they would have rethinked their planning and staging.
That was Johnson's grandmother, Sherry Matson Cooper, speaking with King 5 about the ease with which the gun was obtained. Police traced the gun back to Mercado through text messages. Renee Hopkins is executive director of the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, the group that sponsored Initiative 594. She calls the first prosecution under this law significant, but says that's not the main measure of its effectiveness.
It's actually keeping and preventing guns from getting into the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Hopkins says since the law took effect, background checks have stopped more than 100 person-to-person gun sales in Washington. Dave Workman with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms has a different view of the law's effectiveness.
Didn't prevent the crime from being committed. It only allows a mechanism under which the Island County prosecutor can prosecute the guy who sold the gun.
Workman also questions whether this case is a true test of the background check law. That's because the recipient of the gun was not yet 21, so federal law would have prevented the sale even with a background check. As for Jay Johnson's grandmother, she says she's astounded that her grandson's murder has now led to the first prosecution under the two-year-old law.
Maybe this is Jay's way of helping society.
I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.